Breathing deeply. Get a nice deep rubbing the palms. Breathe a little deeper. Exhale more. And then shake out the hands. And resting the palms together at heart center. Slight pressure between the palms. Slight pressure between thumbs and sternum. Root down your hips. Lift up through your crown. Shoulders back and down. Soft face. We'll begin today's practice by chanting the mantra, Ang Namo Gurudev Namo. And this mantra, Ang Namo Gurudev Namo, means I bow to the divine wisdom within myself. I bow to the inner guru, the inner teacher. Three times, nice and loud. Ang Namo Gurudev Namo. Exhale. Deep breath in. Ang Focus on the third eye, vibrate inward. Long. Satnam means true self or true name. That in me honors that in you. Satnam. Welcome, everyone. Beautiful energy. my name's Greg, and I'll be guiding you through the practice. Is anyone here new to Kundalini Yoga? Yeah, cool. Welcome, welcome. Hope you deeply enjoy the practice. It's when I found Kundalini Yoga after 9 years of Hatha and Vinyasa and Power and different practices, it was like coming home, and it has a very special place in my heart, so I'm very glad to share it. The theme, or the Kriya, the set that we'll be doing today is called the Nabdi Kriya for Prana and Apana. And there's a lot of Sanskrit or Gurumukhi words in there. The Nabdi point is a point at the third chakra, which is used for helping balance energy. So this set works with the third chakra. So there's some core work, and there is some focus on this area of the body. And prana and apana are the upward and downward currents of energy. There's five different pranas, but main ones, prana and apana, excuse me, prana is an expansive force, and apana is the downward. But prana is also present when we're inhaling. There's like an upward current when we inhale, raise our arms. So this one helps to balance the different currents of energy. And if you resonate with this, it's like, how often do we get it? It's like our awareness or our consciousness gets caught up in one area of our being. Maybe we're all in the head. We're working on a project a lot, and we can feel tangible, like, energy. Maybe we even get headaches because all the energy is up here. Or maybe we get into places where there's a lot of desire happening and we're down in the belly or maybe down in the reproductive organs, right? More, and we're not really thinking with our head. These are just examples, but this Kriya will help to balance the energy up and down and also through the different chakras. And this morning, the reason I chose this one, I had this really, really beautiful, blissful moment where I woke up at 5:15 a.m. and I walked outside and I was looking at the moon and it was kind of like half daytime, half still nighttime. So there was that balance of day and night, and it was a little bit rainy, but also a little bit sunny. So there was a balance of sun and rain. And I was half asleep and half awake. So there was like a balance of consciousness going on. And me and my wife had had an argument the day before, and we had patched up really nicely. So there was this feeling of like a residual feeling in the heart, but also a deep love at the same time, kind of sharing the same space. And it was just this moment of, it seemed like where all polarities had just met for a moment. And it's so easy for us as the waves of life come. It's a really sunny day. We forget about the nighttime because we're in the sun. Or we're so much in love and then we forget about the challenging times, or vice versa. A challenging time comes, we forget about that. It's raining, we forget all of that. But it's so easy to forget that the whole thing is a cycle that keeps moving, and it's actually all in perfect balance. But that was a moment where all of these different things were just like a little point where it all seemed to balance. So balance is the theme I'm bringing in today. And maybe remembering that and bringing a little bit more of that balance consciousness into our lives might be helpful for some people. So I shared it. We practice with our eyes closed, facilitating introspection. Beginners, just try your best. You might feel some funny things happening. We might be doing some movements that are new. And more experienced practitioners, make the entire practice a meditation inward to yourself, as much as possible. Come up to a standing position. Come up to the top of your mat. And let's move some energy together. Inhale, reach your arms forward, up and back. Great big breath in. Exhale, reach forward, bow down. And come back up. Inhale up, lean back. Exhale down. Continue on your own. Nice big breath, nice deep movements. Start off slow if your spine feels tight. Just go at your own pace. Close your eyes. Bless you. Reaching the arms all the way up, take three deep breaths. Ground the feet, stretching the arms. Maybe a little smile, tuck your tailbone, inhale, lift up. Release your hands, exhale. Stagger yourselves forward or backwards from your neighbors. Bring your feet quite a bit wide apart, wider than your mat. Turn your feet out on diagonals. Squat down. Inhale, left arm up. Breathe in. And then exhale, reach out to the side, staying in the squat. Inhale, right arm up. Breathe in. And exhale, side. Let's go back and forth. start off slow, honoring your body. But there's an intention to wake up the lungs, to wake up the heart. So over time, start going faster, breathe deeper. If you're sleepy, take extra deep breaths. Give yourself oxygen espresso. Your brain wants that energy, your brain wants oxygen. Cells are craving it. Give yourself what you love. Go a little faster, squat a little deeper, 20 seconds left. Close your eyes here. Nose or mouth is okay for this part. Make your spine nice and long. And then, inhale, straight legs, reach both arms up. Turn your toes facing forward, bring your feet about hip distance apart. Lift all the way up. Bring your right hand down. Keep the left arm up, and reach out to your right side. A nice half moon. Breathing through your nose, close your lips. Press both legs, tighten the thighs, turn your heart open, stretch, bring the moon up, let's switch sides, inhale, other side. Soften your face, both legs, ground, stretch, come up, both hands lift, palms together, hands to your heart, exhale, very good, inhale, arms reach up, bow forward, exhale, step your right leg back, right knee to the floor. Sink your hips down. Pad your right knee if you need to. Reach both arms up to the ceiling. Connect pointy finger and thumbs. Double Gyan Mudra. Breathe. Get nice and tall. Sink your hips appropriately. You can have your hands on your knee if you like. Last inhale, lift up, and bring hands to the floor. Bring your right hand onto the wood outside of your mat. Inhale, left arm out and up. Exhale, left hand down. You can get elbow to the floor, maybe forehead to the floor if you like. And do that a few times. Inhale, up. Exhale, down. Great big breath. Feel the spine breathing and twisting. Close your eyes. Relax your forehead. We want to be able to experience the sensations that are produced from the process of waking up. We want to be able to experience those different sensations kindly, openly. So as we feel into the tight parts, emotions come up, different thoughts, your inner wisdom says, ah, that's all part of the process. Big breath in, big I see you, body.
Last one, reach your left arm all the way up. Hold it there. Straighten your back leg if you like. Lift your heart. 3, 2, and 1. Press to downward facing dog.
Hips press back. Bicycle the leg once or twice. And then step your right leg forward.
Sink your hips down. Padding under your left knee if you need to. Either hands on your right knee or both arms lift up. Deep breathing. Hand in double Gyan Mudra, pointy finger and thumbs connecting. Shoulders back a bit. Breathe the full length of your body and beyond. Soft little smile. Hands to the floor. Left hand on the wood outside your mat. On your next inhale, right arm to the sky. Breathe up. Exhale. Right fingers down. Maybe right elbow down. Maybe forehead down. Continue. Make your breath more pronounced. Close your eyes. Make your breath more important than how deep you reach. So breathing deeply, much more valuable than stretching deeply. Good. Nice shift. Reach your right arm up at the end. Spread your upper fingers. Reach the shoulders apart. Deep breathing. Back leg straight if you like. 3. Biggest breath. 2. That's it. Wake it up. And hands down. Downward dog for a moment. Good job. Shift forward to a high plank position. Breathe in. Bring your knees to the floor. And lower your chin and chest to the floor. Hips up in the air. 3 deep breaths here. Come onto your belly. Point your toes. Inhale to a low, a middle, or a high cobra. Listen to your body. Listen to your back. Lift your heart and let your head reach backwards. Breathe as if you're breathing and lifting your heart up with every breath. Like you have a flashlight, a big headlight pouring out of your heart. Last one, inhale, lift. Lay down. Turn onto your back. Head to the front, feet to the back. Hug your knees in. Rock.
rock forward and backwards on your spine. Either little rocks or rock all the way up, all the way back, from the tail to the neck. Breathe here. Deep breath. Relax your shoulders. Lay on your back again. Hug both knees in. Bring your forehead to your knees. Give yourself an actual hug, maybe a little kiss on each knee. And release. Let it all go. Nice warm up, everyone. Releasing here. Arms down by the sides. Legs straight. If you need a bolster underneath your knees, use it. Kind with yourself. Practice self-kindness every moment. Karuna, compassion. Ananda means bliss, the experience of being content beyond the polarity of comfort or discomfort. Total acceptance. Comfort comes, comfort goes. Tension comes, tension goes. You are content beneath it all. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. Now we'll move into the Kriya. Nabdi Kriya for prana and apana balance. Wiggle your fingers. Stretch your arms. You can roll to the side or you can sit right up. Turn around, face forward. Start by stretching, or I'll offer this first. Excuse me. We use a breath called the breath of fire. Breath of fire is breathing in and out, consistent, steady, and quick breaths through the nose. So your inhale and exhale balance back and forth. In, out, in, out, in, out. Make sure that the sound of the inhale matches the sound of the exhale as best you can, like so. Like a consistent little furnace that you're churning inside. If you're pregnant, don't do it. If you have migraine headache, sinus issues, take it very, very gentle. And high blood pressure, gentle. You'll feel it for yourself. Straighten your right leg forward. Bend your left knee out. The sole of your foot comes to the right inner thigh. And if you can, sit up onto your left heel. So the perineum between anus and genitals is pressing against the ball of the heel. Turn yourself to the right foot. Stretch forward. Your right two-piece fingers hook all the way up to the knuckle of the big toe, knuckle of the fingers. You can have your hands on your shins or the closest thing that you can. And then press the tip of your thumb into the fat, flat toenail, creating a pressure point like you're pushing into a little TV screen. Left hand, two-piece fingers around, and then double pinch with both thumbs. Maybe. Close your eyes, stretch your leg, pull the toe back towards your face while pressing it, and lengthen your spine. Look inward, eyes closed. Begin breath of fire. 2 minutes. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. This exercise opens the lungs, balances the polarity of the aura, stimulates the pituitary gland by pinching that marma point. Focus inward. Relax your forehead. Good job, everyone. Nice focus. Be very clear in your intention. Pinch the toe, stretch the body, stretch the spine. Seconds. Three, two, inhale, lengthen, keep your eyes closed, look inward, hold your breath, squeeze your pelvic floor a little bit, squeezing the bathroom muscles, slightly tuck the chin, neck lock, reach, and bow, exhale, let your head relax, take one softening breath. Inhale, sit up. Switch your legs. Right leg out, right foot into the left thigh. Maybe sitting on your heel. Left fingers hook the left big toe. Pinch the little TV screen. Right hand around. And you do the closest thing that you can. Close your eyes. Slight tuck of the chin. Lengthen your spine. Get ready. Begin breath of fire. Does anyone need a tissue? Thank you. 25 seconds. Get a little longer. Breathe a little stronger. Totally relax your mind. Feel your energy body. 10 seconds. Three, two. Inhale halfway. Keep the base pose. Hold your breath. Squeeze your pelvic floor. Lengthen your spine. Slight tuck of your chin. Reach your crown. Exhale, bow. Let your head relax and breathe. Inhale, sit up. Straighten both legs forward. Lay on your back. You can prop yourself up on your elbows to see what's going on for this next one. And this is kicking the buttocks. And so you'll be working with your breath here. In, out, in, out. So inhale, you straighten. Exhale, literally you try to get like a hammer and kick your own butt, like so. Right? And so you actually want to get that thump, the thud, depending on your knees, right? You got to listen to your knees for this one. Arms just down by the sides. Close your eyes. Get ready, and we'll start together. All of these are timed, so it's balanced. Start with the right leg, about 3 minutes. This helps with digestion. Begin. Inhale, right up, exhale, kick. Inhale, left, exhale, kick. With your breath. You inhale as you raise each leg, exhale as you strike the buttocks. Have your knees close to your chest. Good job. Each strike, your nervous system is feeling it. Your nervous system is coordinating that signal management to the brain. So much is happening here. Stimulating the pelvis, releasing all those toxins that have sunk down. Stimulating your breath coordination. Really feel it. Minute and a half to go. Deeper breathing. If you notice yourself starting to think a lot, you need to breathe more. It'll penetrate right through the mind, right through that pattern. Nice reach through there, guys. Awesome. Seconds. Last 3, 2. Inhale, both legs up. Bend bend your knees, exhale, feet on the floor, straighten your legs, and just relax. Feel the energy coming back down to your legs. Just feel that process. Seeing at the front here. If you want, keep your eyes closed. The next one is called leg pistoning. Alright. So, hands underneath your hips, legs with the shins parallel. And it's not leg bicycling, right? Be really clear. It's leg pistoning. So you want to really piston the legs forward and back, pulling up towards your chest. On your inhale, left knee comes up, right leg straightens. On your exhale, left leg straightens, right leg up. Like so. Try to keep your shins parallel so you're really kicking the legs straight each time. And I'll say it one more time. It's not bicycling. Okay? It's straight forward and straight backwards. Okay? Lift up. Look here. Hey, guys. Lift up and look here. Look here. Right? So the legs are straight back and forth. Not bicycling up in the air. Okay? Close to the floor. Think. Get ready. Support yourself. Relax the mind. And begin. Inhale, left knee up, right leg straight. Exhale, left leg straight, right knee up. 3 minutes. Enjoy. Breathe with incredible focus here. Nice, determined breathing. You can go slower if you want, you can go stronger, but stay with your breath. I find it much better to have a good pace so that there's an energetic momentum. The mind doesn't think too much. Don't worry, she's good. Each time you straighten the leg, the foot is kind of close to the floor. You are really charging up the whole energy in your lower body here. Amazing. Seconds left. Home stretch. You got this. Breathe 1% more in. Breathe 1% more out. Last 30 seconds, be totally present here. Go into the feeling. Focus on your breath. Try not to make too much sound. 3, 2, 1. Inhale, both knees up. And relax. Legs straight. Go to complete relaxation. Legs on the floor. Totally release yourself. Just feel. Feel what your energy is doing here. Feel any emotions? Let it pass through you like changing weather patterns. You are the wide open sky. The clouds move through you. Deep breath in. Big ha, if you like. Good. Good, guys. Come up to a seated position and face the front. So this is the last one. It's the last 3-minute one. And it's a good challenge, right in the center. So do the best you can. And if you need to come out, do so. But try your best. Growth will come over time. So the platform pose, or the plank, you do this with pointed toes. Okay, so spreading the fingers wide, just observe, pointed toes, and you lift. Try not to let your hips sink down like this. Keep a nice straight line, everything's aligned, and then breath of fire. Okay, so this lets you really tune in to that inner stability, inner mind, inner body, hugging everything to your center. Discipline from the third chakra. Let's do it. Come forward. Spread your fingers wide. Align your spine. Get ready. Lift up into the platform. Straight neck, straight spine, don't bow your head, and begin breath of fire. After this one, it gets smooth sailing. This is the real challenge. Commit yourself. If you want to make it more challenging, tuck your tailbone down more. Puff your lower back. 2.5 minutes to go. You're amazing. You're awesome. Keep it up. Give yourself the gift of strength. Keep it up. Relax your face. Shoulders over your hands, not down dog. Shoulders over the hands. Point your toes. You rock the first 2 minutes. There's 1 minute left. Breathe louder. Breathe stronger. Feel shaking, big reprogramming happening here. Last 30 seconds, straighten your legs off the floor. You can do it. Everyone, breathe. Seconds. Get longer. 3, 2. Inhale. Lay on your belly. Exhale. Let it all go. Turn onto your back. Just flip over. Reach your arms towards your legs, down the side of your body. To the back of the room. Bring your feet together. Keep your legs straight, arms straight. Lift your head 6 inches off the floor as if you're looking at your own belly. Keep your legs straight. Lift your legs just 6 inches off the floor. Like as high as a cell phone, lift your arms just 6 inches off the floor. Stay here, fully exhale. Stay here, bring all of the awareness to your central energy point. Take a long breath in. Close your eyes. Hold your breath. Squeeze your Mula Bandha, bathroom muscles. Draw your lower belly in. Bring all of your energy to the central third chakra. And relax it all. Let it go. Successfully reset the Nandi Kriya. Increasing Agni, digestive fire. So good for you. And now just relax. Take a deep breath in. Deep exhale. Good job, everyone. Enjoy the cicadas for a moment. Come up to a seated position. Turn and face the front in a nice cross-legged pose. Find a nice straight spine. Should feel quite steady. You may need to stagger yourselves forward or back. I think we're okay, but just in case. Arms reach out like a V here, as if you're about to receive someone, right? Like a V, not out to the side, V, forward, yep. You're holding a big wide box. I like, so you're about to receive someone, better. Sitting tall, close your eyes, and now take a few giant breaths. Straight elbows, straight elbows, straight elbows. There's specific energy lines we work with. Try not to change it. Great big breath. Imagine you're receiving your own beautiful self. Arms are parallel to your shoulders. Arms are forward like a V. Lift your heart. Now, you can either listen or open your eyes here. You're going to imagine that you're in the universal weightlifting gym. and you take a giant breath in, the biggest breath you can. Just observe. You hold it. Make fists, and you imagine you're pulling, but there's resistance from the entire universe here. So you take a giant breath. Just watch. When it touches your heart, you let it go. Okay? Out of the mouth or the nose. Mouth usually just happens. Okay? Face stays calm. Reach out. Get ready. And we do three of these at your own pace. First one together. Fists resist. When it touches your heart, you release. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Take a big breath in between. Feel those emotions. That's it. Number two. Breathe into your heart. Proud, wide, tall chest. Round three. Deep breath in. Maximum. Stronger. Open your arms to the V again. So they're a little forward like a V, shoulder level. Lift your heart. Long, deep breaths. 1 minute. Totally relax your mind. Close your eyes. Go into yourself. Your hands up. Bring the hands 4 inches apart. Palms facing each other in front of your heart. Don't touch the hands together. Hands are off of the chest. Sit tall. Bring your awareness to the space between your hands. It's like a prayer position. It's like namaste, but your hands are 4 inches apart. Karuna, compassion. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Thank you. position. Very slowly. Feel every molecule, every energetic sensation. And slowly bring the palms together. Bring your awareness to your brow point inside. Keeping your hands in prayer, gently bow forward. Forehead to the floor if you can, hands stay gently in prayer. Your eyes closed. Inhale, sit up. Release your hands onto your knees. Connect your pointy finger and thumbs ever so lightly. Awareness in that radiant center. Presence and compassion for all beings. Meditate here. loka samasta sukino bhavantu, mean may all beings everywhere be happy and free. Just listen. You can chant inside your own mind, in your own heart. One with the universe here. Ultimate presence. Infinite compassion.
Thank you.
meditation, or you can lay on your back if you like. Long integration. Letting the energy disperse. Witness as the weather patterns move through you. You are the wide open sky. Thank you. nice deep breath in. Deep exhale. Fingers and toes if you're laying down. Take a nice deep breath again if you like. Maybe a sigh. Ah, beautiful journey. Roll to the right side. Coming up to seated position. Your hands can be however you like for this one. Just comfortable. We took a dance through some polarities and arrived back to your center. We'll close by chanting with one another. And the chant, this is called the protection mantra. And it's calling on all of the inner wisdom, the source within yourself, your inner guru. But it's also calling on all of the past wisdom, all of the great beings from all traditions with us or in the next plane beyond. The guru energy in the whole universe, and that in the universe itself, calling on that for nourishment, protection, guidance. This is a traditional one that's chanted in Kundalini a lot. The words, Ad Gure Name, just listen. So the first, Ad Gure Name, Jugad Gure Name, Sad Gure Name. So the first three end with Gure Name. The last, Siri Guru De De Name. You don't have to remember it. I'll give little cues. Ad Gure Name, Jugad Gure Name, Sad Gure Name, Siri Guru De De Name. The Guru that exists within me, that existed before the universe, after the universe, and in every moment. Call on you for guidance, protection, and celebration. Join in if you feel comfortable. Singing is awesome. Jugad Gure Name. Excuse me, just listen. One round. Just listen. Thank you.
way to your heart.
Jugad ure neve.
Jugad.
Sadhguru Devi. one hand on your heart, one hand on your solar plexus. Take a breath between the two. Gently, in a swaying motion, switch the two. Breathe a deep breath between the two. Open the palms facing up, elbows bent, like you're holding two dinner plates. Receive from above. Bring fingers, hands on the floor. Receive from below. And the final, hands in prayer. Join in with the words if you know them. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your way on. True name, true source, that Satnam in me sees that in you. Honors and celebrates that which we all share. Satnam. Wahe Guru.